Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action, crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, did you know that the average response time for online inquiries is 47 hours? Brutal. Our AI-powered assistants respond within 9 seconds. If speed to lead is important to you, and it should be because most customers move on if you don't get back to them within about 5 minutes, get your AI-powered assistant today. It takes less than 5 minutes to set up and requires no tech skills whatsoever. To learn more, you can go to anabots.ai. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Alex Nocifera. Loma is Alex's fourth venture capital finance technology company, helping multi-unit enterprise brands drive last mile results with over 30,000 branded stores acquired as customers, including brands such as Starbucks, Ace Hardware, Walmart, Panera Bread, and more. Alex's 20 years of experience is all about driving last mile success into storefronts by activating timely, locally relevant advertising. Alex, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey, Josh, thanks for having me. The Do Zone. You've got to build a plan. You got to have a vision, right? You must dream it before you achieve it. So you've got to have a vision. And then with that vision, you need to plan out that attack, that sort of get stuff done waterfall of tasks that sort of arrives out of a plan, right? So you've got to, so we're going to go build a company. We've got a vision. We know what we want to solve. With that, we need to raise some money, raise some capital. Let's go out and identify which type investors can fuel the tank for us to go drive this mission and make sure that that dream of yours, that narration of that story you're about to go, that journey you're about to go on to, sort of, build out this waterfall of tasks that you got to go get a bunch of shit done. And so it really does always come down to a list, right? You got to go check a bunch of boxes of getting things done. And I think if you're super organized about that list and the perseverance of never stopping till you get every box checked in that list achieved, I think the common mistake of most entrepreneurs is they bail too quickly. You know, you got to stick around to see the party, kind of how it all shakes out. So I don't think it's really anything magical. I think it's about sweat, effort, perseverance, and it's just sort of a good thick skull of like making sure no matter what anyone tells you to do or not to do, you're just going to go get it done. You know, so I don't know if that's any good magical differentiated advice there. But
you know, I remember I was actually right before I started this podcast, I had this big idea, and the big idea was the Do Zone. What is the Do Zone? You know, it's about helping entrepreneurs be more productive, get things done, all this stuff. And I remember meeting with a guy who told me some advice, very similar to what you just said. And I said, look, I'm trying to get things off the ground. I'm trying to get this thing going. And he said, look, whatever you do, doesn't matter. Just don't stop. As long as you don't stop, you'll get where you need to go. And so I never let that leave my head. And the Do Zone remains as a podcast. It was supposed to be this big thing or whatever, but the actual deliverable has evolved 3 or 4 times since then. But I didn't stop, you know. And that's the thing that you really said that resonates with me. A lot of us just give up too soon. And that's exactly the same advice I got from this kind of very well-timed mentor. Everybody just gives up like right before they get there. And so you're a guy, Alex, that has done a lot of things and take us to a moment in your history of building all of these different companies that the expiration date had already passed. And you had to make a decision like, do I keep going on this or do I give up? Can you take us to a moment like that and kind of walk us through your process?
Yeah, I mean, shit. I feel like, I find myself in that moment where you're, building a feature or, overall a company. And you've got to, I know there's an old saying, wisdom of the crowds. At some point, you've got an idea of the do zone, right? And at some point, maybe beyond the podcast, you were building something and you wanted to get this sort of like party going, like, meaning those were adopting this do zone product, right? And I look, I think as you do this calculus, as entrepreneurs is, where you go from lifestyle to commercial success. And I think there's so many benefits, as a father, where I get to spend so much, probably more time net net with my kids because of I have full control over my schedule. So like there's a lifestyle element that really benefits me as an entrepreneur. But like really when I've really, and obviously I've been an entrepreneur for a long time, so I feel like I've thoroughly sort of exhausted the analysis of what, like, why do I love being an entrepreneur? And I've really netted out that it's like the chase. I love the chase. I'm a competitor. I maybe say probably a little too much of a gambler. And like the reality is I do believe I have like a really sort of sturdy conviction on problems that I'm solving. Like I've studied this one constituent, being a person who works for like a brand that has lots of storefronts. And I just think about like this, I've just sort of broken that problem into so many different pieces and reassembled it. And so I've got really strong conviction on the mission overall long term. It doesn't mean like the features that I work with my team on and that I think they'll all succeed, but it does get me to follow through with things. Like I'm not the type that just like dangles something out there, and if it, in the first day if it doesn't get pickup, then I'm out. Right? No, I mean I'm gonna see it through, and I think that conviction is founded by lots of research and conversation and time spent with this constituent. I mean, we're not talking 10,000 hours. I'm like 20 plus thousand hours of time with this constituent. And I think you just, if you have that depth of conviction, go, go, go. Don't stop till you get it, right? Do not stop till you get what you want. And again, there's a damn good chance you could be wrong, and in 5 years you're broke, and you're divorced, and like your kids hate you and all that shit. But it's like, look, I definitely, having been in the trenches for 20 years, like, I feel like when you try to look at your overall lifestyle as an entrepreneur, your work-life balance, knowing when to lean in and when to lean out. I mean, it's a balancing, constant balancing act. But I still go back to what we just talked about, is this like thick stubbornness around checking those boxes. Just keep, like I coach my kids in Little League baseball. And baseball is this like massive sport of failure, right? You've like hit 2 to 3 out of 10 times, right? And it's just like, look, if you teach them how to swing a bat, and you teach them to just simply look for the ball, and you teach them like you're gonna strike out 3 times, you're gonna hit it into fielders another 4 times, and then 2 or 3 times it's gonna eke through a gap and maybe go over the fielders. But it's only 2 or 3 times, but you just gotta do the same shit every time. And it's like same thing here. I come into the office, I've got a list of things that are staring at me. Go just chisel against that list. It's just like process. And it's this rhythmic cadence. Just like, I think that is really important, not just the theme here of getting shit done, but like also maintaining a balance of like, don't, forget about yesterday. It might've been a great day or a shitty day, but like today you just got to chisel through the list. And then tomorrow, guess what? Forget about yesterday, get through the list and keep going, man.
That's right. Yeah, and it helps to have that list and make sure that you keep everything organized. And so I'm curious, as somebody who has successfully built several companies, what's on your list? Like, what really are the key checkboxes that any entrepreneur needs to include on their productivity list for a day?
In my particular case, my list is generally anchored by tasks that are demand generating at this stage, because I think, you know, we've invested a ton of time on the front end of my journey for Loma on building a product and a suite of tools and features for this constituent. And I feel like we've done an amazing job of like bringing in outsiders into this process. And we've really thought through a number of features. And I think, you know, one of our co-founders is someone who's been in the customer seat for their career. And so we've just got a bunch of wonderful insider data on building out a product that we think is solving a real meaningful problem. But now I'm in this stage of like, well, now you got to go get demand and get people to trial this product, because if you don't get that, and again, every plan is different. Not all companies are the same, but in this particular case with Loma, at some point we need other people's money. And by the way, that means two things. One is I need more customers. So you need to go sell more product. And then at some point you need to capitalize your business. And so getting demand for your product, you know, proving that there's a market that's hungry and in need for something that you disrupted and built is, to me, almost everything, right? You know, but that's the stage right now. You know, if you talked to me 6 months ago, I was obsessing about product focus, you know, and that was the task list at the time. Prior to that was about team. So I was looking for talent. And then obviously these all weave in together at some point, but it does sort of like I'm saying about like the highest of priorities in my list at this moment are demand generating focus. So, you know, marketing decks and sales outreach. I mean, your front end advertisement for an AI bot for lead gen, right? I mean, all the things that sort of build the variables of the formula for demand gen are what my list looks like right now.
Yeah, and it's something that evolves over time. And now that we've got all of the systems built, we've got all of the people in place, a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we tend to almost forget or shy away from, hey, we got to go get people to exchange money for the value we just created. And we get stuck there. And so just tell me a little bit about what does Loma do? And who should get involved? Who should interact with you?
Yeah, Josh, back to that point, though, a little bit. I think the fear that most entrepreneurs and most creators fear is rejection and denial, right? Mm-hmm. So like the hard part is when you take your product finally into the wild, get ready. You're about to get turned down. And someone's going to say, I don't really need that.
Fist on the nose. Yeah, be ready.
Yeah. Right. And I think that's that thick skulled perseverance. You've got, if your conviction is deep, and you'll, by the way, you'll figure it out, because if you go out into the wild and you get rejected a bunch of times, when are you going to bow down? Are you going to say, oh, they were right? Or are you saying, no, maybe I didn't market it right. Maybe the timing isn't right. Maybe I didn't price it right, whatever it is. So it's those constant iterations and tweaks. So, Loma simply stands for local marketing. We built a platform that helps multi-location brands, like heavy emphasis on franchise brands, franchisors and franchisees. We help them drive demand for their business. And our platform has a few sort of what I would believe are very disruptive features within the platform. The first one is this marketplace. So think about like an Amazon shopping experience. You know, you need a sweatshirt or you need whatever on Amazon at this point. They give you a gazillion options to pick from, right? Well, in the spirit of local marketing, if I'm a H&R Block franchisee, I've got to go drive demand in my local area. I've got, you know, a store in Austin, Texas. And search, Google search and SEO and SEM are just, you know, they're keeping me flat on the growth side. I need some lift. So I need to locally market, because it is about local. Like, you know, I have a place of business. I've got about a bunch of residences and businesses out there. And, you know, in the United States, there's 3.5 million storefronts. There's a lot of H&R Blocks out there. And Loma allows this franchisee to go in and pick. Maybe I want some direct mail. Maybe I'll have someone hand out flyers at a UT game. Maybe there's some door hangers I'll do. It's like this big marketplace of local marketing vendors. And they help franchisees and franchisors go achieve this need to drive demand to their local business. The second disruptive element to that is once they do select, it's a very easy centralized one-click payment sort of method work stream. So it's instead of having to deal with all these different vendors, it sort of aggregates it all and says, here, my bill is $1,500. I swipe a credit card pay, and then it just goes and gets done. So it sort of automates the downstream for them. And then lastly, I think one of the big areas was sort of the primary reason Loma got founded was an understanding and attribution to, I spent $1,500. What did it do for my business? Did it actually move the needle or not? They just historically have not had real clear vision on that direct line of did it work or did it not. You know, mostly it's felt like, oh yeah, I kind of felt more people come into the store. I kind of thought this, maybe if there's a coupon, oh yeah, I had three or four people come in and say, here's my coupon.
Nothing measurable. Yeah.
Nothing attributable. And so by doing this all in one place, we help you kind of really understand that it returned three or four times your money. No different than, hey, if you went onto Robinhood and invested $1,500 in some tech stocks, log in and see where 1500 sits today. You know, it's like, oh, now it's at 2000, or no, now it's at, I mean, you can have a real time understanding of the appreciation and growth of your wealth, of your investment. Same thing with Loma's platform. So it, you know, centralized buying, centralized activation and automation, and then centralized sort of measurement and attribution to kind of see what your returns look like. I think when I founded Loma, what I tried to do is, as a consumer, think about all the ridiculous amount of noise that comes into my life just through mostly the phone every day. And I just think about like the fire hose of shit that I get through social media, through ESPN, I'm reading, you know, sports articles. So just this notion to cut through my attention span and try to get to me is just super hard. And what most people don't understand is, like, if you and I go and started, we wanted to be an H&R Block franchisee, we signed their agreement. And in that agreement we signed, there is an obligation for us to spend money at the local level. What the parent franchisor wants is Josh and Alex to infuse some capital for awareness. It's great for H&R Block. Remember, H&R Block as a franchisor makes probably 8% of our business no matter what. And so, hey, force Josh and Alex to spend some money at the local market level because it's going to drive some awareness for them. Great for us, but also great for them. So there's mandated dollars that need to go be put to work. And that's what this platform is really intended to do, is help keep brands in compliance, spend their money smarter, get returns on their investment, et cetera.
That's awesome. And so we can go, where's the website where we can go and learn more?
LomaPlatform.com. LomaPlatform.com.
Excellent. LomaPlatform.com. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Alex Nocifera, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how to get that checklist going and get things done. For those of you who are interested in learning more about Loma, you can go to LomaPlatform.com. And hey, whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. One more time, if you're looking to boost sales, cut costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, Anabots will build a custom AI assistant for your business so you can get more done in less time. You can learn more at anabots.ai. That's it for this episode. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.